Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Band Podcast. This is episode 5, month 6. How you guys doing? My name is Gray.
And this is Blue.
So it's been, 6 months since we started doing this?
6 months. And this one is our actual public episode.
Right. So usually our podcasts are...
Sub-only.
Sub-only. But every 5 episodes, we kind of put out for public, right?
Yeah, so this one, everybody can listen to.
Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoy it. We had really good feedback from the first episode that came out. So for these people, they're like, they haven't put out an episode in 5 months. They haven't done it for 5 months. But actually, we do it every month for subs. But yeah, pretty much premise is still the same. Every month we just sit down and just talk about how we feel, anything that's changed over the month, kind of seeing what it's like to be, you know,
a streamer,
I guess.
Yeah. All the ups and downs, all the backstage stuff that I think normally you can't really talk about on stream.
Yeah.
So it's more kind of private, like our private thoughts, what we talk about off stream and what we do off stream kind of thing on a daily basis.
And the podcast is usually like they talk to the audience, I guess. But for what we do, we just kind of talk to each other. It's a good way for us to just have a conversation to kind of like catch up, right? So it's been, 6 months?
6 months, yeah.
What do you think?
It's hard to believe it's already been 6 months.
Right.
It's hard to believe that, I lost kind of my job in, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it just started off with us on a PS4 with a PS4 webcam, and here we are. We have a full setup. We have a fucking computer.
The first 2 months seemed like it's still 2 months because we were streaming every day. And then after that, it seemed like we're already at 6 months. I didn't even realize that it would be kind of like this.
I wasn't expecting it to go so fast, for sure. Mm.
So 6 months in on total, where are you on this whole Twitch thing? A lot happened, but where are you?
I mean, I am enjoying it for sure. I mean, I don't regret starting stream at all. I think it was probably the best choice so far in my career.
Your career, yeah.
I mean, I went through high school thinking I was going to go into fashion. And then I went through university studying only fashion. And then I went to fashion school. Mm-hmm. And here I am playing video games. What the fuck?
But right.
I mean, hey, I'm 27 and my job is something I enjoy, so I can't complain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, it's not... I think, with any creative job, of course, it has its ups and downs, and it's not necessarily a steady job, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I've tried the steady job. I've tried the, go to work in the morning, come home at night, get, a steady salary and stuff, and that didn't really work out for me. It wasn't something I saw myself doing forever. And so this is, for me personally, this one is going a lot smoother and I can actually see myself doing this long term. So, but yeah, what about you? How is it? It's 6 months in. You didn't have your face revealed a while ago and then now you're in there as much as I am. So how's that?
It's pretty crazy because I've never really put myself out there to an English speaking crowd or, living in Japan, you interact with a lot of Japanese people, but I've never really been in a situation where I talk to so many people from all over the world. I never thought there would be I would be somebody that would be where they have a meme made out of me, which is pretty weird because in high school I was the guy that, my friends would make fun of, not in a bully kind of way, but so it's kind of going back to that, but I feel like the people that we hang out with really have a connection with us. So it's really weird. It's really distant, but at the same, because they're physically so far away, but I feel like I hang out with these guys more than, anybody else besides you and Anu at this point. So, and when it, talking about making this a career, I have a full-time job still going in, but it's definitely something that had potential from this first month. That first episode that we took, what hasn't changed is my feeling that, this is going to, and we'll talk about in the episode today, I want to ask you about a lot of stuff. but how, because I think this last month a lot has changed, but I'm still sitting here going, oh yeah, there's, we're not like done with streaming. Like, I think it's something that we can go hard on still.
For sure.
It's kind of how I feel. It's still surreal. That hasn't changed from the first month for me.
I mean, it's at a point where we're living in Japan and yet we use English more than Japanese now. So
that's pretty amazing.
It's a weird feeling.
That's something that a lot of people can't say. Like, a lot of people come here and they go to certain places to speak English, but we use English on a daily basis and not in a, and we don't teach English. We have a lot of friends that like that teach English for a career. It's a different, or translation, like what I do, but it's completely different use of English, and we use it every day for your job, you use it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty surreal. And, but yeah, so it's been 6 months, right? And we talked about a lot of stuff in the last episode. We talked about how I made my reveal and all that stuff.
And Twitch
changed a lot. Yeah. They had in that last month, they changed the whole tag system, which was a very big deal for us, actually. A lot of people didn't notice it, but it was pretty big for us. But yeah, after that month, everything kind of starting to settle down. I'm still trying to figure out some stuff here and there, but what do you think? Like, is there something that you've learned or you've noticed in the last month that you did that was something new for you?
Well, I think the first thing is what we realized that some games aren't streamable. They're not really stream content. Like, it's fun to stream it, but I think it's not something maybe that's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're obviously, like, everybody's there for us and they're there to talk to us and hang out with us. But at the same time, like, well, the game that we're playing might not be very entertaining, or it's just so slow or maybe too boring, really. And so it's difficult to stream, I guess.
There's specific games that seem like they're more fun to play off stream and kind of talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and like on Discord or something, rather than actually streaming it live. And it's not from a standpoint of for me, it's not like, oh, because we're not getting new viewers and our view count is going down. It's not like that. It's just the vibe of whoever's already in there is, okay, we're talking about something else, or and it's very obvious when things are going slow.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important for us. You know, for me to be honest, but it's just, you can tell when things are going slow, and it's hard to pick it back up when you notice, like, oh, I'm not skilled enough in that sense to kind of bring it up from those places. And when that happens over and over and over again, I just go, maybe this is just not, especially for our stream. Like, it was cool to start off with, but, and the game is fantastic, but it's just not, maybe in our style, like we just end up talking about something else and nobody's watching the game or something, which is fine too. But I know some people want to watch the game too. So,
yeah. And I think it becomes more obvious when it becomes very apparent that chat is getting bored and then we get bored and then everything just gets boring.
And it's up to us. Like, it's up to us to make it better again. But I don't think
we're not that skilled. So.
We don't have that skill to like bring everybody up. Like when it's down, they know it's down.
Yeah.
Like people know.
We're too
before
transparent.
So that's one of the difficulties. And I don't think that's like, I'm not putting down the game or anything. These are like, just what, as on our stream, it's very apparent, like you said, what's good and what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
And I think this last month we've noticed that. And
for sure.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why that I noticed that is because from not just last month or this month, but from last month going into this month, and I'm just going to say it, is that we've kind of hit that plateau section. Not only that, like our view count has gone down from what we used to have maybe like during our Bloodborne days or and of course we noticed that before anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we talk about it all the time, right? We always have like a daily basis, like, so how was the stream today? Did this, did that? Like, how does that, like, how do you take that when you see, like, okay, we've been doing this for about this month, our average definitely went down? Like, is there like, do you have like a, do you get down by that at all? Or like,
well, I seriously think it's more of like, you know, we talked about how there's the algorithm thing.
And that, so I that's just my guess.
Yeah, it's my guess. It's a guess. But we guess that there's this thing, there's this like algorithm that's going on with Twitch. But like, we'll get it. Like, we can talk about that later. But yeah. in my opinion, I think like, aside from the whole, it's difficult being a variety streamer, I think it's, how would you say? It can be demotivating because it's like, oh, well, I guess the stream may have been great, but it does feel a little sad, I guess, because it's like, okay, maybe I didn't do as well as I thought I should do, or I didn't do as well as I thought I could do. Or, I mean, you know, we always say like, you know, numbers don't matter, but it is still not demotivating. It is a little lonely, I guess.
Of course.
More if it's not up to the full potential that we have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get rated or when we get hosted and there's like a rise in numbers, of course our motivation goes down. Our motivation goes up. And I think that's very natural because that's a very human kind of, I guess, response.
Yeah, of course. Like, I think when you see your numbers kind of falling down compared to what you did before, or when you do get rated, it's really exciting. And when you do see your numbers go down, or, you know, activity's not as up, depending on the stream, it, you know, it gets you down. And I think, like, that's, like, a very normal human response, I guess. So how do we, like, what do we do? Like, what do you do to, like, kind of combat that when the motivation goes down? Because it does. Like, it does get you down, right? And, like, is there something that you do in your mind?
I don't know if I do anything specific. I think it's just more like, well, because for me, I've always had a moral kind of, not moral, like a, it's a rule, I guess, that I stand by. And it's something that even if I dwell on the past, it's not going to do anything.
Mm.
And so the last thing I want to do is, of course, I mean, I analyze what I did in the past and then try to improve what I do in the future. But if it's something like, oh, well, I did so bad, I'm not cut out for this. Or like, if I look down on myself, it's not going to do anything to what already happened. And so, well, if I had a bad stream, I don't really think of it like, oh, no, this is terrible. It's just more like, okay, well, last stream didn't go as well as I thought, but I'll just have to do better next stream. Or I'll just do, maybe, you know, this didn't work out, so maybe I'll try doing it this way. And so it's not necessarily like, oh, no, my motivation goes down. What can I do to motivate myself again? It's just more like, well, you know what? I can't do anything about the past. So yeah. I'm just going to have to do better next time kind of thing. So
I can't stand that ambiguity of like, why is it not working? Like, what are we doing differently? Like, mentality-wise, it hasn't really changed. Game-wise, it hasn't changed. Like, we haven't been doing anything different. But when things go down number-wise, the frustration for me comes from why that question of why. And that's why, like, you're talking about the thing that I was thinking of, completely, I've no idea if this is true, but like, I needed to give myself an answer. And I thought about it and I was like, I need to give a reason to why. And it's easy to say, oh, because you're not good streamers. That's like a really easy answer. And you know what? Probably a lot of it is that we're not skilled enough to, like we said, when things are going down, maybe it shows and it's just not fun anymore. And that's a really easy answer to give, but I don't like to settle for that because nobody's a good streamer when they start off, right? And so it's, or maybe some are talented, but I think a lot of people, they kind of go up. So I wanted to figure out if there was any other reason, you know, because people seem to, because we during the Bloodborne days, like, to talk about, like, actual numbers, it wasn't rare that, like, 70 people would come in, right? 70 people, 60 people. And then, so to me, it was just kind of like, oh, okay, I'll just figure out why. And then I'll try and figure out why. And the reason why I thought the algorithm, I thought it worked out this way, was that when you play the same game over and over and over again and you get a certain amount of chat in your, like, some kind of activity, it probably shows up on other people's Twitch that on your recommended if they like that kind of game. For example, if they like watching Bloodborne and we stream Bloodborne for like 2 weeks straight and our chat interaction is really good, it shows up as Twitch sees it as, oh, this person's a Bloodborne streamer, and then recommends other people and puts us on their like recommended page. Because we used to get a lot of people that were like, oh, you guys were on the recommended.
Yes.
Right?
And those streams tend to have more, had more viewers. And so we figured like, okay, so the ones that when we're doing well, people come in and say, oh, you were on the recommended page.
Yeah.
And then we figured out that that was because we kept playing the same game over and over and over again. And we had enough like viewers that we got boosted up to that recommended page. And then once we started playing like random games during the week, that kind of disappeared. The whole, oh yeah, you were on recommended, that comment never came up after that. And so,
but it did also help that a lot of people said that you were like one of the few girls playing Bloodborne, and yeah, it was a first playthrough, which mm-hmm, a lot of people liked, that we found out in our community. And I mean, everything just kind of got together, and a lot of our people are from the Bloodborne stream.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of like my answer, like, oh, maybe that's why. And that's why we tried to play Final Fantasy for a long time and see what happened. And we did get a lot of people. And I don't know if that was the real reason why behind it. But I felt like doing Final Fantasy was for a long time. We did like 2 weeks straight, was kind of it was a good move. But then we also have now that our community is bigger than when we started Bloodborne, we have people that just aren't interested in Final Fantasy, right? And people, they're so nice. Our community is always nice, and they're always like, just do what you want. Just do what you want, you know, and just play what you want to play. And they're all really nice about that. And, you know, we definitely do what we want to do. But there's a point when it kind of feels off for even us, because we've always been playing different games. So, yeah, that it's kind of like hard balancing that.
I think there's also a certain point where people, even though they love hanging out with us, there is a certain point when people get sick of having to watch us go around and do fetch quests on Final Fantasy, or they have to keep watching me die on DS3. Because I've already been told by several people that I should stop playing DS3 because they're tired of seeing me die.
Right.
But so I think in that sense, there is a plus side to, you know, keep playing. One game for a really long time, but at the same time, you know, it's also difficult.
Right.
Right?
Because we didn't start off Twitch as, we really, really love this one specific game.
Yeah.
Let's try and be known for this game. Yeah. And so we didn't start off that way. So it just doesn't seem right that we would just keep playing and playing and playing. Unless you find a gem like Bloodborne, that's just like the perfect fit for you. Game-wise, like, that was the perfect game for you to just keep playing and playing and playing. And it just so, you know, worked out that people really were interested in that you were playing, like a lot of new people,
yeah,
right? And that's just about that algorithm, because you mentioned it, and yeah, right? But
aside from the algorithm, though, yeah, I think, like, the whole, playing a first playthrough is really, really strong.
Yeah.
Like, even you playing Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
Was pretty strong because it was your first playthrough, right? Like, people came in because they wanted to see your reaction playing Kingdom Hearts for the first time, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And so I think even when we were playing Bloodborne, after my first playthrough, even though we didn't stop playing Bloodborne, but once I went into NG+, the viewers did drop a little bit just because it wasn't my first playthrough anymore.
Right.
And so I think first playthrough has a really big part in it too.
Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about, and this is something that I've been, and I'm just going to throw everything out, right? And if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I don't care, because this, I'm just learning, and I like to like kind of figure things out. What we're talking about right now is what most people focus on.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is new viewers from the outside coming in. Like, we're talking about people that don't know the Bluest community trying to find Bluest community, right? And for months, we talk about, like, how do we get new viewers? How do we get new viewers? And as much as community building is extremely important for us, and for anybody that's in our community knows that we spend a lot of time with the community, for us, it's always, as a streamer, I think people tend to think that it's, how do we get newer viewers, newer viewers, newer viewers, right? That's kind of like the mindset. And so I was sitting down thinking about, because we kind of like go through like schedule making and stuff all the time, right? We talk about, you know, what do you want to do for the schedule? You want to do something fun? We have a lot of donated games. Let's play these. Let's have a Wednesday's a donation night. Let's do more game night. And game night was something that we didn't do for a while. And I was like, there was really no good reason why we weren't doing it. And then I sat down and I thought about it. And I was like, so Blue, we don't do game night. And do you think there's a reason why we should? You know, like, is there, of course it's fun, but these games aren't games that are going to put us on the list or whatever. And then as soon as I thought that, it hit me that I was thinking about it all wrong. And what I mean by that is, normally a lot of streamers, especially someone like us that's starting off, we think about external unknown people like trying to find us. Oh, this is a new streamer. And that's how people think they get their viewership up, right? Like, but I realized looking at our Discord, and I just clicked it, and then somebody mentioned, I know who it is, but I won't name drop them. They said, oh, blah, 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 many people in Discord. They said it, and they're like, yay, the community's growing. I was like, these people already know we exist, and these people already know, they already liked us enough that they're on our Discord, and they follow us, and some of them are even sub to us, right? And a lot of the people that have subscribed to us will watch us, but why do we focus so much on people, like, walking around? It's like walking around a park and then finding all these just random musicians that are playing and then trying to find someone that you like, you know? Like, that's a really, that's a hard chance for you to, like, that's a really small chance, right, statistically, to find something that you really are attached to. Versus for us, we already have these people that know us, but all of these people don't watch us, which is like growth from the, people think about growth from the outside and kind of like lumping it up, you know, into like a taller building. But I was completely missing out on this internal growth that we fully have not done yet, where we already have these people in our home. Why don't we just tap their shoulder a little bit more and be like, hey, come hang out. We're already friends. Like, let's come hang out on my stream. Because if we can get at even half of the people on our Discord right now to watch our stream, that's already 100 people. Or, you know, like, that's way over our maximum ever. Yeah. And that's when I thought, that must mean that if we do something interesting with the community and have this kind of like, not just subs, but anybody that's in our Discord and just have this internal growth, that is so much more important. That is so much more important than blindly going like, okay, this is my strategy to get new people that I don't even know if you exist out there. Like, because it's hard to say that Twitch is a very, it's really hard to find new people right now. And I think everyone can agree with that. It's really hard to come across somebody that you like randomly surfing on Twitch. People already have like where, you know, where they want to go. And of course that's not everybody, but instead of doing that off chance, I think it made more sense for me to go, let's work on growing more internally. And that's why, I suggested, let's just do game night every week. Yeah. That way it's like, we don't have to care about, okay, who it used to be, nobody's going to search Jackbox on Twitch, so we won't get new viewers, which is the wrong way of thinking of it. You don't have to think about that. You don't have to think about people that are searching, because that game and that night is mostly, and if people do come in, we welcome them, of course, but our main objective is to get the people that are already in our Discord to say, oh wait, they're doing something with the community, let's go hang out, and then I'll come hang out.
I mean, that's why we started doing Rabbit too.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
yeah,
we can
yeah.
just hang out with everybody.
Right.
Right.
Because we want to. Yeah. So it was like we were trying to find something that was already there.
Yeah. And so it's not about making new friends. It's just more like getting closer to the friends we already have.
Right. And it's hard because a lot of them just, and this is just the truth, is that they follow, they watch once and they join our Discord. But, you know, it's not like they always interact, and maybe they've forgotten about us. So it's almost like, hey, remember me? Remember that one time You came into that stream and I said something, Grace said something fucking stupid and you laughed about it. I do that every night coming up. Like, you know, like it's kind of part of their memory. And it's, for us, it's really important that we, kind of, I guess, rehash that friendship kind of thing. And I know that it's kind of, hard to say, hey, remember me, the guy that, you know, you used to hang out with and now we're gone. But and you need a certain amount of confidence. And what I'm confident in is that our community has not changed. And not us. Of course, we haven't changed. But I think how the community seems is very important. And I'm so prideful in our community that it hasn't changed a bit. You know, people come and go all the time. And like we said in the first podcast, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. And that's just how it is. But I'm just so confident that if they came in, they'd be hanging out with people that they could be really good friends with. Funny people, kind people, you know, like, so that's where my confidence of that comes from. So if we can keep doing that, that's kind of where I'm going forward. That's kind of where I'm working towards after my 6 months. That's where I'm at.
Well, you've also mentioned that you want to make our Discord into the new Reddit, right?
That was like a joke that I was saying, like, because it was, I think I said in the old podcast that it was our first, when we found out what the hell Discord was in that first podcast, I was like, oh my God, this is like Reddit. Like, that was like my first reaction. And that's kind of the direction, which is kind of, that brings me to the next topic of like, we have so many channels now, right?
Yeah, we have like, what, 20-something?
20-something channels. Yeah. And I think one of the newest channels that we created is kind of a controversial one.
Debate.
Yeah, the debate one.
The debate one.
And I think it's a really, we were told we shouldn't do it or it's going to get out of hand. A lot of other Discords don't have it.
Good reason.
Yeah, what's your thought about that, by the way?
I mean, I think before we splitted it into current events and debate, it was pretty dangerous to keep in there. But I think as soon as we split it up into two, I think it's totally fine now. I mean, of course, there are times when I think maybe the topics can be a little touchy, but I think our community is doing fine managing it and making sure that doesn't go too overboard, and they're respecting each other enough, I think, to keep it in there. So
that was the first channel that I thought, oh, we need moderation of some sort. And the first time when we put that channel up, it was just us. We didn't join the conversation, but we were just watching it. And it was like probably the most active one we've ever gotten. Like, and yep, people are very just passionate about it. And I think that's good. And the reason why we had to split it up was just because the person that asked for a political channel wasn't asking for a debate channel. They were asking for a place where they can talk about more serious topics, and a lot of it included politics. Yeah. So it was called Politics, the channel, and then we had to split it up, right?
Especially because politics then turned into debate, and then it was difficult for people to bring up other topics or current events that were happening. So,
which is totally understandable.
Right, yeah.
It tends to go into debates.
Yes.
And so we knew that, but yeah, we were just like, oh, it's better to make it kind of
we just wanted one that was more, I guess, casual enough that people can talk about what's happening in the world. And it could be something tragic and it could be something happy. It doesn't have to be politics, either. And so we just wanted somewhere where, you know, people can debate if they want to debate. And then there's a channel where they could just talk about how sad something was if they wanted to. So I think it's working out fine now. So
I think so too. Yeah. And I think a lot more people are joining now. We made it a permission-based channel, so you need to get permission to join it, because I know some people just don't want to see that. They don't want to. It's not something that people should have to just accidentally wander into.
Right.
Right. They should be. It should be something that they're looking for. Right.
Yeah.
Now that we made it permission-based, there's actually more people talking in that channel, which is surprising to me. Yeah. It's more civil, but there's more people talking in that channel than it was when it was public, which is kind of an interesting thing that when they know it's a secure place, when they know it's a place that you need to go through some sort of step to go in, which means that there is going to be heavy moderation if you do go in there. People kind of they start to respect each other, I think.
Yeah,
I hope.
For sure.
Yeah. And yeah, so when people say it, you have two main channels, man, I'm fucking confused. Like, what's like your reaction to that?
Well, this might come off a little pretentious, I guess, in the sense that I think our community is like amazing.
Oh, hell yeah.
But in the fact that I think if all these people can play really complicated games and get used to super hard games, or like get like go past the learning curve of video games, I think they can handle a few extra channels.
So this, our Discord is like, there's a learning curve to,
oh yeah, there's, yeah, like, you know, an underlining gatekeeping maybe.
no, that,
but seriously though, I think, yeah, in a sense, I mean, if people can learn to use Reddit or like anything that is a very complicated platform, I think they could learn to use a Discord that has a lot of channels.
It's more like that's not what Discord is used for a lot of people, I guess, because it's still way more text-based than it is
VC-based.
Because our VC is pretty much exclusive. It's not, but it just, the way that it works is that we just go on, for subs, we do VC after streams. Like, after the stream, we just hang out and talk. That is, like, the only VC channel. Like, we have a gaming VC. We have a Final Fantasy VC and everything, but rarely gets used. If anything, it's also, and some, because of like the holiday season and like with people's work and stuff, our power users, our most power users, kind of like, they're not on Discord recently, so it's been really chill. Mm-hmm. Where like it's not and that's, some people say it's like it's really quiet, and to me it's like it's fine. Like, it's,
I think that's very natural.
Yeah, it's like a natural thing, you know. Yeah. Of course we miss him, you know, like we miss the guy. I hope he comes back and like we talk to him and everything, but it's a natural thing. And I hope our Discord is still kind of, I sometimes think maybe it's because we made too many channels. Like, maybe we should take, and this, I'm just kind of spitballing right here, I just thought of this, or like take every month or like a couple months, like after, kind of just cut down our Discord to maybe like half of the channels somehow. I don't know how the fuck we're gonna do it. Just cut it down and then see what the reaction is. Or if it's gonna be like that first 2 months, like clusterfuck of like when we made all the media in one channel and it was just like, what's going on in here?
Yeah, I say no, because I think the reason why I like the I like having the debate channel, even though it may be controversy. Mm-hmm. Controversial. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Controversial channel.
Yeah, learning English with the Bandpat podcast.
But I think I think if people in our community want a channel, or if they want somewhere to talk about something, we should give it to them.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be like, oh no, we can only have this many channels.
Oh,
or we're
going
to cut it down if nobody's going to use it. Because if someone wants to talk about something, who are we to limit them from talking about it? Because if they want to come to our Discord to talk about something, we should be happy about that.
Oh, of course.
So it's like, if they want a meme channel, we gave it to them. I mean, if they wanted
Dark Souls channel?
No.
I'm going to make a Dark Souls channel right now.
Dark mode, right? And we gave it to them. So, and I think it's fine. I mean, I rarely go into dark mode, but people seem to enjoy it, so. Why not, right? So,
and when people said, one of my favorite channels that we've ever created was, and I've mentioned this over and over again, is our mental health channel.
Yeah.
Where I first made the This Is Bullshit channel just because, like, I wanted somewhere to for people to vent, right? And I thought that channel wouldn't last.
Yeah.
Like, nobody would use it. But, yeah, people are pissed. Yeah. And so people use that channel a lot. And then somebody said, you know, sometimes I'm not angry, but I just don't feel like I don't feel like in my skin. Like, I'm just feeling down.
Yeah.
And that person has, you know, like suffered maybe anxiety or, you know, depression. Yeah. And they said, you know, maybe there's a channel that's kind of a different vibe, kind of similar, where you vent, but not in that way. Kind of just talking about how you had a shitty day or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. So we made a channel called Gloomy Days, where you go in if you are just having a shitty day. You're not necessarily pissed. But because people were using it, it was getting like, I didn't know that they wanted that to be separate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, they made that. And, you know, we go in there and people are just, it's a really kind place. And it's interesting because the person that asked for it would kind of like naturally kind of become the mod of that, you know, like they're not like deleting. They can't like delete stuff, but they're there because they asked for it. And it's like each big channel kind of has its own moderator.
Yeah, and they all do a really good job of supporting other people.
Yeah.
And so as much as they like to meme or they like to, you know, try and trigger us and everything, but when it comes to the channel that they requested, they are so, like, they are the most active person in that channel. Mm. And I think that's great.
Yeah, I think it's, I guess, like,
it makes us all light and fuzzy.
Warm and fuzzy inside. I wonder what, like, if we can get to a place where people go, we don't need a home anymore.
That would be cool.
we don't need a home channel because we have every topic that we can talk about. Like, that'd be kind of cool. Although a general chat is, we would never get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because it, you know, it's important. It's like the good portal, like a starting place. But because, you know, like at this point, if we keep adding stuff, like I used to kind of have this feeling that maybe organization's more important and we shouldn't add too many channels, but I told you the other day, I was like, no, let's just keep adding more. Like, it's, I always get hit with, maybe you should cut down. And then immediately after that, I'm like, nah, more channels is so much better just because it's, I'm kind of selfish in that sense. But like, I trust in my, and I know when people like post like Reddit stuff in there and like, I would see it before. And then it would always be something that I laughed at. It would be something that I laughed at or something that I thought that was a good post. So I'm getting like the, because we share kind of like what we like and what we enjoy. I'm getting the best of on my Discord, you know, like that's kind of like, that's what I see. Of course, there's stuff that I've never seen before. I'm sitting there going like, what the fuck is this? What are you doing?
Where the fuck did you find this?
Yeah, like what's going on here? And those are always fun too. But when I see a post that I laughed at being posted on Discord, I'm like, yeah, like that's the point. Like this is like, and I post things that I think are funny, usually in dark mode for some reason. Like for some reason, the things that I find on Reddit always go in dark mode because I don't feel like it's appropriate anywhere. But I think whether there's a reaction or there's no reaction to it, it's always the level of activity on our Discord. And it's not crazy either. It's not like you go to home and it's like you can't read the conversation, right? Unless you're talking about Pi or something, then forget about it. Like, as soon as you talk about Pi, if you're not there 24/7, you're not keeping up.
Yeah.
But, you know, home is chill. Like, I can tell, like, okay, you guys, everyone's working or like everyone's sleeping. You know, like, it's that's nice, nice.
It's like, oh, this person's bored.
Yeah, it's bored or
They're on break.
Yeah. And if anybody, and, you know, we're trying to talk here, but if just for a second, you know, if anybody on Discord, that uses our Discord's listening to this, please use our Discord for just stuff like, hey, what's up? What's everybody doing? Like, that's totally appropriate on Discord for you to spend time there when you're bored and just talk to people because there's always somebody
on. We're trying to be the next Reddit, so.
The more you say it, the shittier it sounds. You got to keep it under, you got to like, you know, like, we got to stay cool about it. Like, we're never going to get there if you keep saying it, you know.
We can try. With our own private Reddit.
Yeah, it already is for me. Like, it already is for me. So I hope it becomes something that, you know, is more fun.
Yeah.
I'm so satisfied with... I love Discord.
That's your baby.
I say this every time,
but it is your baby.
I still love it way too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is there something you're looking forward to in the next month?
Oh, man.
Something you want to do in the next month?
I really want to get... At least I want to try and finish Dark Souls.
Dark Souls, yep.
I have a feeling I'm going to regret saying this, but I want to finish Dark Souls. I want to get through it. I really want to finally be able to say, yeah, I beat Bloodborne and I also beat Dark Souls 3. Don't know if that's going to happen, but...
Because your last month's goal was to do a co-op stream with, you know, both of us playing, and we do that.
Yeah,
we do. So every month is kind of, yeah... And my goal is to do that idea that I was talking about where I thought of combining in real life and games.
Yeah.
I want to do that. I don't want to talk about it yet on the podcast, but I do want to, if that works, this year, and if it, like, you know, we're full of failures. Like, we're a channel that just tries to do stuff, and if it fails, it fails. Like, rather try it. So if that if we fail that, whatever. But if it works, I think it'd be awesome.
It'd,
like,
be fun, yeah.
It'd be super fun.
Yeah. And we also have merch now.
So
my personal goal is to design merch.
Oh, yeah,
I think that's what I really want to get into because, I mean, hey, I still want to do some fashion, right? So might as well start designing stuff again. We'll see what I can come up with.
Can I talk about how I'm, like, kind of scared about how easy it is to make merch? And this, I'm not, like, plugging. We use Streamlabs, but I'm not plugging Streamlabs or anything. I'm just saying, like, knowing people that have made merchandise, like, it's crazy. And especially for us that live in Japan, that, like, when people are like, hey, make merch, the first thing I think of is, oh, shit, international shipping.
Yeah.
And exactly. We got to, like, bump the price up, like, twice as much as we would want to charge for us to make any profit or whatever, right? I didn't know. When we did the research, we started figuring out that, like, there's a lot of people that, like, it, you can just make the design and they'll just do it for you and then you get a cut, pretty much. Which is, like, zero risk for the people making it. Because we're not, usually you got to pay for the shirts first. And, like, you say, like, okay, I'll take 10 S's. 10 M's and 10 L's.
Yeah, you have to stock it at your house, right?
So. And you pay it up front. And if it doesn't sell, you just lost all that money.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't have to do that. And so I was just like, so Blue, apparently there's no risk. Like, it's just up to how much profit you want to make, but you can just make a bunch of designs and you can just make stuff. And then we made 3 designs that are up and, you know, it got approved, you know, and it, people are buying it right now. And so it's kind of like, what's stopping us from just throwing up a new design? Like, if somebody makes a meme, making it that week and going, boom. Next week, boom. Like, what's... I don't know what is stopping people. I guess there's nothing, right?
Like, I'm just kind of... Nothing.
They're generally just kind of worried. Like, is this order really going to go through? Like, I'm so scared. Like, I'm just making it like I make art on, like, paint, you know, like, it's that or like a post on Instagram, like, it's so casual.
I mean, we made an emo sweatshirt.
I fucking love that sweatshirt.
No, I want, like, 10 of them in different colors.
I posted it up on Twitter and someone was like, emo, geez, are we in high school? And I was like, yeah, man. Yeah, dude. I love it. I think it's a crazy shirt that would have never made it if we had the risk of, like, you know, if we really have to think about how we have to sell it.
Yeah, we would only sell 2 and that'd be us 2. So
yeah, because we already bought it. So that's I'm anticipating that one the most.
Yeah, me too.
But honestly, yeah, like the merch, we're definitely going to be putting it up, putting up more designs. Like both of us, not just Blue, not just me. We love to make designs for stuff. We really like shirt designs. We love band shirt designs, band artwork. Not just band, but just artwork in general. And we always add a thing. For me, I really like words. I really like lettering, and I like how certain letters look on certain colors. And little, like, I like that the Swiss design is, like, I'm, like, addicted to that. So just the simple Helvetica kind of stuff. So hopefully we can do more of that.
Yeah, I like minimalistic lettering and, like, lines and abstract shit, so we'll see what we can come up with.
You should draw something. That'll be cool. Like, if you sketch something and then make that into the, if you make it into something that could be on a shirt,
we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
see. That'd be kind of cool. So just more merch, like, because I don't think making, yeah, just because it's so surprisingly riskless.
Yeah,
for us, like, the only risk that I can think of is if we made, like, a penis shirt and then it just looks bad on our channel.
Yeah, right? We're not going to do that, so I think we're fine.
Yeah, like, it, of course you want to make shirts that people want to buy, so it's not like we're just going to put, like, just whatever and just sell it, but
yeah.
I think we're artists in that sense that we like to make things that are, look, something that we would never put out, something that we would never wear.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, our baseline thing, you know? Like, I'm never going to put out something that I'm too embarrassed to wear or something like that. So as soon as this merch comes in, that's, like, all I'm wearing. Pretty much, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, so new merch, new stuff, and then for me, that new stream idea, that one thing that I was talking about, that'd be cool. And for me too, merch is huge, and that I made it really ambiguous, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I want to find out a way, and I kind of have a hint at it, of combining in real life, which is what we do, and gaming is what we do. So I was always thinking, like, I wonder if we can, because we're not particularly good at any game. So let's just combine what we do and then be good at that, maybe. And it's not, you know, so hopefully that will work out in this year.
We'll see how it goes.
We don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it's we'll see. It's a pretty big project.
Terrible, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So next month, so this month, this episode is out to everybody, but the next 6, 7, 8, and 9 will be for subs only. All the archives are up on our Discord, in our Discord sub channel. So for people that are not subs, we'll see you in the 10th episode. And then for people that are subs, we'll see you in the 6th episode of Band. Thank you guys so much for checking it out.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Later, guys.